It's Thursday.
Are you up?
Are you up?
Are you up yet?
What might this here be?
This is your wake-up call.
This is your wake-up call.
This is a wake-up call.
I don't believe I ordered a wake-up call.
Well, you're gonna get one.
Okay, all right, calm down.
Sorry, I just haven't had my coffee yet.
Okay.
All right.
So now let's get this show started.
The Mixed Morning Fix with John Monroe and Jackson. Starts now.
Indeed we do. It is Thursday morning. Good morning to you. Thanks for waking up with us. Maybe you're up late last night watching some fireworks. Perhaps you're over at Liberty Park. You realize that you should have been in bed an hour ago, but you're still out there, just, you know, enjoying the show, sitting in traffic.
You know, you don't have to follow me. You can just ask me what I'm up to.
Or you could be like my family. Uh-huh. You could get in bed nice and early.
That's what
right?
My yeah.
I'm and, with you. And then listen to all the neighbors light their fireworks off.
So that was my point, because I did go out last night, and I thought to myself, I'm like, look, I'm going to stay up anyway, because all my neighbors are going to be blowing things up all night.
Yeah.
I'm not going to be able to sleep through it, so
right.
I may as well go enjoy it.
Did you enjoy it?
Yeah, I had a good time.
Okay, good.
It was pretty fun.
Was it packed?
Oh my gosh, it was so packed.
So you went to Liberty Park.
And we only got there, like, the last little bit of it. We accidentally just...
You missed the time?
Yeah, it was more like we had the best of intentions of getting there, but by the time we got the lift and by the time we actually got there, we saw like three fireworks.
How was it leaving? You know, I don't love crowds. I'm a fuddy-duddy.
Yeah, I'm not a big crowd guy.
And like leaving, which is the worst part for me. Like, I'm ready to go now, and you can't.
We hiked miles.
Yeah.
Because you couldn't get a lift near the park.
Sure.
There were people everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
So we walked miles and miles. I didn't even know where I was going. It was dark. I was confused.
Yeah.
And we just kept walking till we finally hit a street that didn't have people all over it, and that's when we called our lift. But it was we walked for probably an hour.
No kidding.
Oh, yeah.
Just to get away from the mass.
Packed.
Yeah.
Wow.
Monroe, it was great.
So you try to go to sleep, try to do the right thing.
Right.
Yeah.
And then everybody.
It's a school night.
Yeah. And then I guarantee someone in my neighborhood took a big old trip up to Evanston. Those weren't legal.
Yeah.
Not legal. So, yeah, I didn't get to go to bed.
Just sat there, getting more and more angry as time went by.
I can't even tell you how many times I'm like, I'm just going to go out there.
Yeah.
I'm gonna go out there and yell at him. Get it down. Damn it.
I would have liked to have seen that. Monroe, outside. Maybe there's like, she has like a robe on.
She's just yelling at her. I like to imagine she's got a Louisville Slugger and she just starts wailing on those fireworks.
Just finds a close car.
Yeah, absolutely.
I didn't hear him, but my dog was going crazy last night.
Oh.
Yeah,
you're not allowed to have fireworks really anywhere near us because we're in the middle of
the mountains.
We're in the forest.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
You would light a forest fire.
Yeah. So I don't know if it was someone in our neighborhood or if he was just being able to sense the fireworks down the hill.
Or he was just being weird because.
Or if he was just being,
weird.
Because he's a dog.
Dogs do
but
that.
But all
man.
I know up until 10 o'clock last night, he was like, I was not having
That's
it.
How your dog barks, huh?
Yeah. That or he was
choking. Get that checked out.
Or he was choking. I should have really gone down and looked
Hair
at
ball.
Him. Funny thing was, he didn't move this way. Anyways, it's neither here nor
there.
Oh,
my gosh.
Hey, tomorrow we're going to be doing another French Toast Friday. We would love to see you. It's where we broadcast live from the Kneaders and Draper. So join us, won't you? I was at Kneaders Tuesday night, buying a bunch of pies.
Did you get the raspberry cream?
I did get the raspberry cream.
It's the best one.
You have to get the raspberry cream.
It's the best one.
It is the greatest pie known to man.
Oh,
I agree with you.
So good.
All right, Monroe. Got a pocket full of sunshine. Why don't you kick it off with a pocket full of sunshine?
Hold on.
Yeah, couldn't do that in 2 minutes.
Nope.
You know.
Couldn't wait.
No, not at all.
You guys, this is great news because everybody's going to storm Area 51 and they're going to free these dangerous aliens that we've been keeping under
wraps. We don't know that they're dangerous.
They're not going to be happy.
You don't know that they're not dangerous?
Yeah, but they're going to be so, like, I can't imagine we have alien food.
They're
probably pretty weak. They can't move around a whole lot.
They're going to be like starved animals when they come out.
Yeah.
They're going to eat everything.
Starved animals don't move around a whole lot.
So
listen,
fine.
If you're worried about it, and maybe you're worried that they're going to take you with them and, like, you know, hold you hostage and do the thing and walk out with the hostage and
Sounds
then fly
awesome.
Up into space. In other words, you get abducted by aliens?
Just so you know, Jackson, Broadway Media, we don't negotiate with alien terrorists. So,
I
just want you to know that now.
I want you to know that I never counted on this company trying to get me back from getting kidnapped.
Okay, good.
Ever.
So we're on the same page.
Have you met the people that work here?
It'd be like, we don't have to pay the unemployment, right? Like, we're good.
No, it's fine. He left on his own.
There's no severance?
Right.
All right, bye.
Workers' comp? No, I don't think so.
They do not care.
Here's the thing, though. You can now get alien abduction insurance.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Just in case. In Florida. Of course it's in Florida.
I
don't hate it.
Well, how much does it go for?
So it's Mike St. Lawrence. He's sold 6,000 comprehensive abduction policies since 1987. So people have been like legitimately buying these policies.
Okay.
They cost between $19.95 and $24.95.
Is that a month or just like a one-time fee? What do you think?
Each policy includes $10 million worth of coverage as well as psychiatric care and double identity coverage.
What's the burden of proof on an alien abduction?
Good question.
Here is the question. In order for the policy to pay out, an alien has to sign the form.
Oh, well, aliens can't even write in our language. How is he going to sign?
You just make your mark.
Oh,
you just put your little web hand.
He doesn't know what that means.
You know how E.T. lights up the finger?
Yes.
He puts that on the paper.
Fire your blaster at it just once.
All I know is that in order to get my insurance payout, I'm going to have to teach an alien English. I'm going to have to teach him penmanship.
It's true.
Doesn't seem worth it to me.
It's a lot.
Yeah. Absolutely.
All right, Jackson. Let's get to your showbiz beat.
Let's do it. So a new poll asked Americans about their streaming services and what their kind of consumption habits are and everything. It says that the average American has looks like two streaming services. 66% of Americans have two services like Netflix, Amazon Prime, Hulu, HBO Now, and it usually totals around $37, which people think is too much.
Okay.
But here's the thing.
Yeah.
So if $37 a month sounds like too much for basically, if you have HBO and Netflix and Hulu, you have pretty much anything you could ever want to watch.
Uh-huh.
It costs people over $150. 28% of people say they pay $150 for their cable subscription.
Yeah. I was going to say, I was paying $120 a month when I canceled.
Yeah. That's the dirty little secret I hope Netflix never finds out, is that I am willing to pay more than
But aren't those numbers kind of inflated because you're paying that much with your internet combined in there?
True.
And you're still paying for it. I think a lot of us go like, oh, I'm only paying $30. It's like, well, you're still paying for your streaming internet.
Uh-huh.
Well, yeah, I'm paying for the internet.
Right.
But my internet bill is $30. That's still $60.
Yeah. But it's more than I think sometimes.
And I'm not. I'm only paying for the stuff I know I'm going to watch.
Right.
I'm not paying for Bowling Latino or whatever channel. I don't know.
It's a great channel.
It's Bowling Latino.
Yeah,
oh, it's
I like to see
what
that
happens
one
on that channel, John?
Oh, on the bowling?
On Bowling Latino.
Yeah, there's a lot of different teams, and they meet up.
What's your favorite Bowling Latino team?
Man, my favorite one.
Mine's Caliente.
The Pontiac Pirates are one of my favorites.
Oh, they've had a killer season.
Well, they're finally coming back.
John pays $150 to watch Bowling Latino. Good work. Selma Blair. So she was diagnosed. I don't know if you missed this, but she was diagnosed with MS a few years back.
In a strong case of it.
It's been really bad.
Yeah.
Quite the story.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's actually super heartbreaking. So she's having issues just functioning day to day, like getting up, cooking dinner, that sort of thing. So her Cruel Intentions co-star, Miss Sarah Michelle Gellar, whom I just love.
I'm with you.
Has been organizing what she calls a food train for Selma Blair and Selma's 8-year-old son, Arthur. So she gets all these celebrities to get together and like make a meal that she can take over to Selma Blair's house. She says, I get meals from Reese Witherspoon, and like she's naming all these celebrities and so many people that I don't even know just because Sarah Michelle Gellar is helping me out with dinner.
That's so sweet.
That's so awesome. Cute.
That's a very Utah thing though, don't you think?
Yeah, like people coming together and making food.
When I had my kids, both of them, we had food for a week.
Really?
People just kept bringing food over. I was like, Thank you.
Thank you so much, because I don't really want to move ever.
Because I'm not sleeping at all.
So yeah, great job, Sarah Michelle Gellar. I think that is just the sweetest thing. All right. This is actually my favorite story because everyone's so shocked by it, but I don't know why it's so shocking.
Okay.
So, Leonardo DiCaprio, he's in Once Upon a Time in Hollywood.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't know how he negotiated his contract, normally his normal fee is $20 million flat. Like, he gets $20 million and then some sort of back-end deal off the box office to be in a movie. He waived $5 million of it and got more on the box office this time because they couldn't afford to pay him $20 million. It's a big cast full of big people. So he couldn't ask for the full price. But... that sounds like he's pretty humble. Like, oh yeah, I'll take less, and I just want to do it. It's a real passion project. Except for the fact that he apparently asked everyone on the crew not to make eye contact with him.
Oh, of course not. Is he one of those?
I don't know. Are you buying it?
Oh, absolutely.
Are you really?
Hook, line, and sinker.
Oh, come on. Leo?
Yeah, absolutely.
Everything I hear, he's a good guy.
Well, that's what, like, the Hollywood execs came out. No one from Leo's camp has come out and said anything about it.
Yeah.
But that's like the big scandal right now is people from the crew are like, yeah, we couldn't make eye contact with him. Otherwise, he'd freak out.
Is that because he didn't want to give out autographs and pictures and stuff because it was like worth a lot of money? He's like, sure, I'll take $5 million less, but I'm not signing autographs to your crew. Is it something like that?
I feel like that would be way rude. That's way ruder than just don't make eye contact with me.
You can make eye contact with him. That means they can't talk to him.
Well, yeah.
You just ask for an autograph without making eye contact. You just look at the shoes.
Huh?
Yeah, right, exactly.
I'm just going to keep my eyes on the ground. I'm just going to point at my autograph
Avert
book.
Your eyes.
Huh?
I'm staring at the wall. Will you sign this?
Yeah.
Please.
I finally watched a trailer for this Once Upon a Time in Hollywood.
It looks good.
It looks so good.
Oh, my gosh. It looks good.
Nuts.
Yeah.
It does.
Just make sure you don't make any eye contact.
The whole movie. I'm like, it's Leo.
Hide. Avert your gaze.
I hope that's not true.
I hope so, too, but I don't know. Wendy Williams, though, came out later, and she was talking about how her biggest celebrity crush is Leonardo DiCaprio. And she goes, I've never met him, but I love him. And I would have such a hard time not making eye contact with him. His big, blue, knowledgeable, soulful eyes would just draw me, like, right in. She went on for... like a parrot. I didn't copy the whole story.
Uh-huh.
But she went on for a full paragraph describing what she would do if she made eye contact with Leonardo DiCaprio.
Dude, can you imagine that conversation, though? Wendy Williams, like, fangirling over Leonardo DiCaprio.
Oh, yeah.
So awkward.
I love it. That is your showbiz beat.
All right, Jackson, appreciate that. All right, it's Thursday, the day after Pioneer Day, and Monroe is here to tell you all the fun stuff happening this weekend with no FOMO.
Yeah, there's still plenty of stuff going on this weekend. A lot of cultural stuff, so it's going to be kind of fun. There's Community Art Day happening at the Kaysville Farmers Market this weekend, and that's they have like an art truck that rolls in. It's free for the kids, and they do some crafts, and they do this once a month.
Oh, that's cool.
So, yeah, kind of cool. Also, Clark Planetarium is going to merge with Discovery Gateway.
Go on.
What?
This weekend only.
Go on.
Oh, I want to go.
Yeah, so they're going to be doing some crafts and demonstrations as well at Discovery Gateway. The Timp Half and 5K, so that's the run that they do in American Fork around Timpanogos Cave.
Uh-huh.
And Tibble Fork Reservoir. I don't know. They do it.
Whatever it is.
They do it around that area. So if you want to get out and get some exercise... The African Festival is happening at Liberty Park. This is another absolutely free event. They're going to have music, dance, and some other family-friendly activities. Also, the Mega Peruvian Festival is happening at the Gateway Plaza.
You weren't lying. A lot of cultural.
Yeah, a lot of cultural stuff happening this weekend. So,
good for Utah. Who'd have thought?
Yeah, get your culture on.
I like that it's the Mega Peruvian.
Yeah.
If you're an average-sized Peruvian, you're not welcome here.
Get out of here.
I only want the most mega of the mega Peruvians showing up to my festival.
That's what it said. So, again, they're going to be doing music, dance. They'll be doing a couple crafts and stuff. So that's a family-friendly event. Also this weekend, we have Salt City Sounds with Cascade. We've got Utah Royals FC.
Uh-huh.
Back again at the Riot. Dude, we got to support our girls.
Yes, we do.
They are the coolest.
Oh, they're killing it, too.
Also, Country Fan Fest happening this weekend, if you're a country fan. And Jason Aldean is going to be out at USON Amphitheater.
Don't forget also Ice Cube's Big Three. Yeah. Basketball
Ice
tournament.
Ice Cube's Big Three.
At the Vivint Smart Home Arena, yeah.
Tomorrow?
It's Saturday.
Saturday.
Yeah. We have all the details up on our website as well. Man, it's what's great about summer.
Always something to do, man.
I know. In the winter, it's like, hey, go make a snowman.
Go buy hot chocolate at this place. Okay,
yeah,
bye.
But it's winter. I want to hide inside.
I know.
I'm not leaving my house. No. It's not happening.
That Clark Planetarium merger with Discovery Gateway sounds... I'm looking for something to do with the kids. Jen's out this weekend, so...
Oh, yeah. Dude, my kids love Discovery Gateway.
And fun.
The events that they've been doing this year, they really like... I don't know if they invested a ton of money into it or whatever, but every weekend they do something different, and they've been really, really cool.
That's awesome.
Best gift shop in the world, and the Planetarium. They have
right?
the world's best. I've been to many gift shops. I'd go so far as to say I am a gift shop connoisseur.
Would you really give yourself that title?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Oh, I love a gift shop. Huh. I always stop at a gift shop.
All
and
right.
it's all the same stuff, just, you know, with that company's logo slapped
yeah.
on it. Except for the Clark Planetarium. I almost called it the Hanson's Planetarium,
Dude.
Which it has not been
for
like
wow.
decades.
Yeah, right? Like 20 years at least.
Yeah.
Do they have dehydrated ice cream?
You bet they do.
Okay.
Chocolate-covered oh, yeah. bugs, any kind of stuffed animal. They have magic tricks. They have everything, man.
Dude,
it's the
really?
Best gift shop in the world.
Oh,
you could
sold.
Go check that out at Discovery Gateway and then just walk a block or so down the road and go to the Mega Peruvian Festival.
And it's mega-sized.
Okay, so let me get this straight. I can go party at Discovery Gateway. Then I can swing by my favorite gift shop. And then I can go look at a bunch of mega Peruvians.
You're welcome.
It couldn't get any better.
Oh, I feel so bad if you see a Peruvian who's not mega.
If I see an average-sized Peruvian, I will burn this city to the ground. I was promised mega Peruvians.
You're not mega at all.
Yeah, you boo. There's nothing mega about you.
From what I hear from Jackson mainly, dating life it gets just harder and harder the older you get.
There's, yeah, it is.
There's not much to
I'll
it.
Tell you what, man. Having a bad time.
And sometimes you just want closure. You want to know what happened. You want to know exactly why.
What
you're a glutton
doing
for punishment.
Wrong?
Yeah, and that's why we created Second Date Update to be your date detectives and figure it out. In fact, today we're going to help out Courtney. Morning, Courtney.
Morning.
So tell us what's going on in your life.
Oh, well, I went on a date. It was actually, okay, so I just kind of got out of a really long relationship for
okay.
a year and a half. So I went on this first date back since being single with a guy named James. We met on one of the apps, we messaged, and then we like kind of went out that same night.
Oh, well, that's quick. So, like, right away, just you kind of connected and said, let's go for this.
Yeah, we had, like, a really fun back and forth. And we were like, why don't we just meet up tonight? We got drinks. He was, like, so cute. And he was very sunny. We had the same, like, political ideal. And then things were just going so well. So I was like, why don't you come over? It was great. We had fun. And then he hasn't called back.
I'm sorry. I just want to make sure I understand.
Like,
there was some kind of slumber party that went on.
Get down.
Okay. I just want to make sure I understood what was going on there.
Come
okay.
on.
I'm trying to read between the lines. I want
uh-huh.
to make sure. Okay.
I mean, what
yes,
are you trying to read?
Be a lady, but yes.
Okay. All right. No, I'm sorry. I just.
Come on, man.
I want to make sure we're all on the same
you
page.
You haven't been out of the dating game that long.
You're
okay.
Such a male.
So, he left the next day.
He left the next day, and we left, like, on great terms. It was, like, very nice. He was like, yeah, that was fun.
Okay.
Had a great time. Goodbye. And then he never called. So then I, like, reached out. I called. I sent him, like, a text. I just kind of wanted to know he was okay.
Mm-hmm.
I messaged him on Instagram. I don't know. I just don't understand.
Hold
why.
On. So you called, and then you text, and you messaged on Instagram.
She was worried about him, Jackson.
I feel like that's a little excessive.
She was worried about him.
Dude, but you know how it is when someone's, like, not calling you back. You're like, you start overthinking it. Like, oh, well, maybe they didn't get it, you know.
I send one message, and if they don't respond, then they're dead to me.
Let me tell you, it's true, because Jackson once even saw that someone read his message
oh,
on
yeah.
Instagram.
Oh, yeah, because I messaged this fella,
wow.
And he read it and did not respond. I was like, all right, washing my hand. We're going out again. But that's
oh,
neither here nor there.
Oh, my gosh.
We're not talking about me, okay?
All right, we got to help out Courtney right now. Courtney, if it's okay, we'll try to get James' phone number from you, and we can track him down and Just ask him why he hasn't called you back. Is that something you're interested in?
Yeah, I mean, hopefully he'll answer.
Yeah, we're going to have to really...
We'll zero in.
We'll send him a text message. We'll get him on Instagram. We'll do it all. We'll do it next. I was able to get a hold of James, so if you don't mind, I'm going to pick up with him. Don't say a word. Just kind of listen in, and we're going to chat for a second, okay?
Okay.
Okay, cool. James, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
What up, man? It's John. Monroe's here. Jackson as well. We do a morning show here on Mix 105.1. Got a few minutes to talk?
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey, man.
Yeah, sure.
Okay, cool. On our show, we do something called the Second Date Update, where we try to help out people who have been on dates and they thought things went well, but all of a sudden, you know, they're not hearing back from that other person. And yeah, do you already...
Does this sound familiar to you?
Have we talked before?
This situation?
No, just understand. I understand the call.
Okay. Okay. So let me... Why don't we do... On the count of three, I'm going to say out a name of a person. You say a name of a person. And let's see if we're thinking of the same person.
Why? Oh, why do you do this?
Okay. One, two, three. Courtney.
Courtney.
Okay.
See, he didn't want to get himself in trouble with that one. He's smart.
Trouble, no. Well, you went on this date with Courtney, and she said it was really good. What happened, man?
Yeah, you know, Courtney and I met up at the restaurant. She was really cool. We had a really good date. We went back to her place to keep it going, and you know, the next morning, we said our goodbyes. We said I had fun. I drove home. I got ready for work, and I left. When I'm at work, I can't have my phone on me. So around my lunch break, I turn my phone on and I have a missed call from Courtney. I'm like, okay, no messages yet. So I just turned my phone off, went back to work. It's a busy day. So I figured I'd call her on my way back home. I turned my phone on after work and I had a stream of texts from her. And it was just so many.
Can I ask, an actual stream, or are we exaggerating because, you know, you're talking to a radio station right now? Like,
No. I still have them. Do you want me to read them?
Yeah.
You have them?
Oh.
Share it.
Pretty recent.
Spill the tea.
Okay?
Yeah, no, absolutely. We're totally fine with you reading the text messages if you're cool with it.
All right, yeah, sure. 12:15. Hey, I had fun last night. You should call me. 12:20. I'm a little confused. Why haven't I heard back? 1:30. Did you die or something? Kidding.
Oh.
And then at 3, it's like, so this is the type of guy you are. Really cool. Can't believe you're just going to ignore me. We had a good time. Why aren't you calling? Why are you doing this?
Oh, my gosh.
This all happened between 9 to 5. So I decided it would probably just be best to, like, avoid that, let it cool off. Otherwise, she's really great.
This is what I warned her about. This is exactly what I warned her about.
Yep.
I got to be honest. We actually talked with Courtney, James, and Jackson did kind of warn her about that. And honestly, she's been listening in as well. Hey, Courtney.
Hey.
Listening back, Courtney, are you kind of hearing it from another side?
Okay. Reading all the texts together does make me sound crazy, but that's just like how people communicate. We send a bunch of texts.
I can assure you that is not how people communicate.
I don't know. I got to tell you, with my wife, she's one of those who doesn't answer text messages for days, and it drives me crazy.
Sure. A text message, that's fine. But if you're sending her streams of text message, even though you're married, you need to back up, man. You got to back off your wife. She can't respond to every text all the time. She's busy.
I'm sorry, James. What was that?
No, I mean, if my phone was on and I was getting them real time, probably would have been able to reply. But I turned my phone on and had 8 messages. And I was like, oh, okay. This is a little overwhelming.
Well, how am I supposed to know you don't look at your phone at work?
Well, by the
perspective, you
fact that he's not answering you back.
I know. Well, look, the whole point is to get that next date. Courtney, you seem like you're into James. Are you still interested?
I mean, I am, yeah.
James?
Did she scare you away?
Yeah, what do you think, James? Like, is this something you're interested in? Now that we have you both on the line, let's get to the bottom of this. There's no more text messaging.
I'm sorry, Courtney. It was just too much.
We just had a brand new second date update. Kristen did say, I feel you, James. My old job was like that. James wasn't allowed to answer his phone during work hours. Mm-hmm. Like, he had to put it away, which people have to do. Like, you can't always be on it. Kristen says, my ex went crazy over missing a response for a couple of hours. Always assumed I was cheating or ghosting him. So.
Oh, that is bad news.
Yeah, that's a sign.
So annoying.
Right?
I got to be honest with you. If I worked a job that didn't let me play with my phone all day, I would just quit. Half the reason I keep this job is because I can just sit here on Instagram all day.
So you're saying that's not for you? A job where they'd be like, yeah, you got to put that in the old locker.
Where there's discipline?
Yeah.
No. Okay. Oh, no. What about me says, hey, I like authority.
It's true. All right, Monroe. Let's get to your pocket full of sunshine.
Okay, so we've been hearing a lot of negatives with the Face app, but it was actually just used in a really cool way. This happened in China. A young kid was kidnapped as a child. I'm not even going to try to say his name because I'm going to butcher it. Yeah. So then he turned, you know, he was it says he was kidnapped when he was 3 years old. He's now 21. So detectives pulled out the Face app and they took that picture of him as a 3 year old and showed what he might look like in the future. And that's how they were able to identify him.
You're telling me the app was able to predict enough of how he looked that someone recognized him?
Yes. As a 21-year-old.
What?
I'm telling you, that app is actually future us reaching back in time and being like, this is what you'll look like when you're me.
Oh, that's so disappointing if that's true.
Oh, that sucks.
I did
for
not
you.
Age well.
I didn't age well, but I'm still very cute. You can see our old age photos, by the way, at Mix 1051 Utah on Instagram.
I don't even want to talk about mine because it's just...
Someone's going to look just like their mom. Mm-hmm.
So they were able to find him and save him at 21?
Yeah, they had a big press conference. And at the press conference, what I wouldn't be down with, they actually reunited him with his family.
Oh, right then and there.
Yeah, I know.
I would be like, hi, I'm going to need a DNA test before I hug some stranger on TV. Thank you.
I think they did that before they had this press conference.
Oh, my God.
They were able to find him.
I hope so. That's wild.
Isn't that crazy?
That is crazy. Nuts. All right, Jackson. Let's do the Showbiz Beat.
Yeah, let's do it. Mark Wahlberg's A&E reality TV show, Wahlburgers. Have you guys ever watched it?
I have never watched an episode.
I haven't either.
Huh.
I'm a huge fan of it, though. I'm a huge fan of the restaurant. Never had one of their burgers either.
You love the idea of it, though.
I love it. I think
it's
great.
The Wahlbergs.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Like, too much.
That's true.
Like, a little too much.
I'm all in. I am all in.
Well,
name the movie.
I don't.
Anyway,
so
the
Wahlbergs,
the television program Wahlbergs, is getting canceled after 10 seasons.
What?
They made 10 seasons of that show. We didn't get 10 seasons of The Office, but we got 10 seasons of The Wahlbergers.
I don't think I realized that it was on for so long.
Who's watching it? Who's keeping it alive?
Enough people for 10 seasons.
Oh, that's crazy talk. So, I don't know. Maybe there's a big draw to it that I'm not understanding. Maybe it turns out it's the best show on television, but...
You got Donnie.
10 seasons!
You got Mark.
Not interested.
Got the bonus, Jonas?
No.
It's not true at all.
Pretty sure.
That's not true. All right, so we've been talking a lot about Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, which, if you don't know, is Quentin Tarantino's new film. Brad Pitt is in it, and it's about Charlie Manson, but it's more like about Hollywood and the showbiz industry at the time that Charlie Manson was, because he was big with a lot of celebrities. A lot of celebrities followed Charlie Manson before all the murdery stuff. So it's kind of what the movie's about. Well, they made a mistake, and like so bad that I don't think I'm going to go see this movie because my husband, James Marsden, was cast as Burt Reynolds in Once Upon a Time in Hollywood.
Tell me they recreated the bearskin rug scene.
Well, we'll never know because his role got cut.
What?
Everything James Marsden did for this stupid movie got cut, left on the editing bay.
It'll be in the director's cut.
What? It better be.
Do they say why? Is it because...
They don't specify. Okay. But I love James Marsden. So, and I love Burt Reynolds.
Yeah.
I've been dreaming of a... What's the enchanted song?
That was good, though.
Okay. That was great.
That was great.
Yeah, we'll be using that for the podcast open.
Thank you.
Don't worry. So They just say that it ended up on the cutting room floor and didn't specify why. But in fact, we didn't know that we knew that he had gotten cast, but we didn't know what role he played until today when they announced that he wouldn't be in the film.
I'm so mad.
As Burt Reynolds.
And James Marsden is just a treasure.
Yeah, I agree.
I really, love him. He's so funny. Very underrated. Mm-hmm. And he's amazing in Westworld. Which, if you haven't watched Westworld and you're an adult, you're doing everything wrong.
Hurts me too much. What? I can't get past like the fourth episode.
Oh my gosh.
Season one is great.
I know they're robots, but it feels so real.
Yeah, you gotta. Season one is great. Season two is the longest thing you'll ever experience.
It's so worth it.
It's so worth it if you can get to the end. But man, it is hard pushing through some of those.
It's like a Spartan race. You get a brag at the end, but you got to get through it first.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
And you just got to breathe. Yeah. Because eventually it's going to be over. you remember, I had to choose the news story like 2 weeks ago. About the Indiana guy. He was a politician. He was like head of the Health and Human Services for Indiana.
Yes, he was a big, was it a Tupac fan?
He got fired for loving Tupac a little too much. Because everyone in the office was just sick of that old white man talking about how much he loved Tupac. And the final straw was that he sent out a big mass email to everybody telling them to listen to Tupac this weekend. 2,400 people on his mailing list. Listen to Tupac this weekend because it's his birthday and we need to honor Tupac.
Yes.
That's how he ended up getting fired. Well, I'd like to imagine that he got himself a new purchase because Tupac's old prison ID card sold for $30,000 to an unidentified collector who wishes to remain anonymous.
Oh,
he wishes to remain anonymous because he just got fired for loving Tupac too much.
If that's true.
I know.
Right.
It's pretty funny.
We're breaking it here, folks.
Those are the stories we break?
Yep.
Okay.
It's that old white man. He just paid $30,000 for Tupac's prison ID. I wouldn't blame him for that.
No.
I think that's pretty solid.
It's a good investment.
I think so. It's only going to go up from
that's
here.
That's right.
BuzzFeed put together a list. They say, here's all the reasons that you should be following Seth Rogen's mom on Twitter. And I wasn't going to click on it, but then I clicked on it. Mm-hmm. This woman is hilarious. Her name is Sandy.
Okay.
And she's Seth Rogen's mom. She just got 100,000 followers on Twitter. So they celebrated with a cake that says 100K. It's very cute. But then I went through and I was reading all of her tweets. She's a crazy person. She's
really?
Just out of her mind. It's so great. So this one says, just saw some women's underwear on the ground near the entrance to Costco. That's threw that out there for everybody.
It's just a tweet.
When you wear a big heavy coat, no one can tell when you fart.
Oh no.
Sandy Rogen.
Sandy
Rogen. I wonder things. Like, how old is the oldest working flight attendant? Which is a really great question. In fact, if you're a flight attendant, if you could just kind of pull your coworkers and then text us the oldest one. I want to find the oldest working flight attendant.
Do you have her handle? I got my phone out. I'm ready to follow her.
It's at Rogen Sandy.
Okay.
R-O-G-E-N-S-A-N-D-Y.
There she is.
Yeah, she's just everything that is right with this woman. My favorite tweet, I just saw a Subaru commercial and it made me cry. So Sandy Rogen, go follow her on Twitter. BuzzFeed wants you to. I want you to. I want everyone to. And finally, where did my story go? Oh, finally, Steve Irwin's daughter, Bindi the Jungle Girl, just got engaged.
I saw that.
Isn't that so cute? Yeah.
She did. How old is she though?
21.
Oh, okay.
We're old now, Monroe.
I know.
Welcome to being old.
I'm like, isn't she like 12? Young lady,
you can't get engaged. I don't care. I know Australia's a little backwards, but they're not that backwards. She posted, Chandler, close to 6 years ago, I fell in love with you, and every day since has been a whirlwind of adventure and happiness. I'm so looking forward to spending our forever together as your wife. Here's to a lifetime of friendship, purpose, and unconditional love. Now let's get married already.
Yeah.
Aww.
Girl, you're 21. Chill out.
Yeah.
It'll happen fast enough. That is the Showbiz Beat.
All right, Jackson, appreciate it. Asking you to choose the news. Pick the story that you want to hear. Jackson, your story is...
Well, this theft is just a circus.
Monroe?
How to win a free pair of Apple AirPods today only.
And I've got, why is my wife on Tinder? Let's see. This says, ooh, John, your story sounds spicy. Let's hear it. That's Christy in Eagle Mountain.
I don't think she said it like
that. She did. She wrote it like spicy.
A little
of this spicy.
Voting for John today. Can't wait to meet all of you tomorrow. Ooh, coming to meet us tomorrow.
Yay.
Whose shirt should I wear? That's from Brooklyn.
Monroe. You should wear mine.
Monroe.
Brooklyn,
you
know better.
Brooklyn, I don't think you took one of mine, but if you don't mind coming tomorrow, I'm grabbing one.
You know what? I vote for John, too, actually. He needs this.
Let's see. John, surprising, the first time I've ever voted for you. Okay. Just going to move on with that one.
That's a bummer, man. That must hurt.
Yeah,
to
it
hear.
Does. Carpooling with husband. One vote for John, one vote for Monroe. Have a good day, guys. Thank you.
All right, well, that car is obviously conspiring against me.
I could use some free iPods. Tell me how. Amber from Pleasant Grove wants to know that. Well, let's just find out here. The winner today with 74% of the votes is John!
Yeah! Good job, buddy. He's going to be much easier to deal with for the rest of the day, so let's just let him have it.
And we have a long day together today.
We have a long day.
And you guys know the song, the Pina Colada song. It's called
Escape. If you like pina coladas.
You know this.
There it is.
Uh-huh. And it turns out that it's just about two people who tried to cheat on each other, but they meant to meet up with the stranger.
It's a terrible story.
Oh, yeah. And the stranger was actually their spouse.
Yeah.
And they just laugh it off.
Uh-huh.
And the song was written at a time when you would put, like, personal want ads in the newspaper.
Uh-huh. Right.
And so that's what, if you like pina coladas, is his want ad.
Hey, if you like pina coladas, we're going to get along, baby. Let's go walk on the beach. Some woman answers, it's his wife.
Dun, well, dun, dun. Guess what? Huh. It happened now in real life.
Really?
An unidentified Tinder member recently took to Reddit to share his story of how he matched with his wife on Tinder while she was away on a business trip.
Important man business.
He wrote, a month ago, she left on a business trip for a week. I found myself downloading Tinder on a lonely night. I love that part. You just find yourself.
Yeah.
How did I end up here?
Oh, my.
Oh, how did this get on my phone? Yeah. Mm-hmm. I don't even know why. I didn't have any intentions.
Liar.
Okay.
Okay.
But I did it. And on Monday, my wife left for another business trip. And I started swiping. Again, I just had a laugh. It was just on a lark that I was on there.
Uh-huh.
So many bad things start as a joke, don't they, John?
Every one of our promotions.
That's not wrong.
Then I saw her picture come up. I was shocked. I wondered if I should just delete it and pretend nothing happened. I thought maybe a bot stole her picture. But I read her profile. It was her. That's even a picture where I'm cut out of. I decided to make a bold move. I swiped right. And we matched.
No! Oh, so she's known for a while that he's on there.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yep. This is a huge can of worms that just got open. What am I supposed to do?
Delete it. Pretend it didn't happen.
Throw your phone into a river. Say someone stole it.
Or maybe this is exactly what the both of you need. A little bit of romance in your life. So you agree to meet up with her at a bar.
O'Malley's?
You're Javier. Uh-huh. She's Guinevere. Javier's going to go in there. Oh, hey, stranger.
Oh.
Haven't seen you around here before. Spice things up.
I think it's too late to spice things up, man. They're both on Tinder.
Yeah, they're both looking for a little spice.
Just a little bit spicy.
Spicy.
All right. She gave us all the details on her brand new album. It's Taylor Swift Mix 1051. So Taylor's album Lover will be coming out August 23rd.
Mm-hmm.
The album art almost looks, I think it's Kesha-esque.
I think it's early Katy Perry, California
Dreams. I was thinking Katy Perry.
All right.
Mm-hmm. I was.
Now that they're all friends again. So she released a new song called The Archer yesterday.
Yes, she did.
And it has a lyrics video up,
uh-huh.
And it was California Girls, like,
the cotton candy kind of color, mm-hmm, in the background. Here is a little bit of that song Jackson just mentioned called Archer.
Combat, I'm ready for combat. I say I don't want that. What if I do?
It's slow.
Mm-hmm.
Here's the thing. Here's my issue with it. Because I actually really like it.
Uh-huh.
It's very early Cyndi Lauper, Tiffany, that sort of style, like 80s pop, big hair sort of thing. But the beat never drops. Like, she holds it at that, like, really slow pace the whole time.
Right.
Because normally when you're in a Tiffany song, you get a really slow ballad that leads up to the beat dropping and then it goes crazy.
Yeah.
And that's what I wanted. It at no point, she just like made me hold my breath for like 2.5 minutes. Mm-hmm.
This album's going to be fascinating because it has just...
She's been all over the map.
She really has. So yeah. You don't know what's going to be on this album.
By the way, so we remember her You Need to Calm Down video, right?
You Need to Calm Down.
You need to calm down. You're being too loud.
It takes place in a trailer park. I was watching the behind the scenes video for that video.
Yeah.
Watch a lot of videos about videos now. Sure. That's all YouTube is.
Right.
But they refer to it as the Taylor Park. Which I love.
Oh, that's so smart.
I'm like, that's brilliant. It's not a trailer park. It's a Taylor park.
Oh.
Isn't that solid?
Dude.
It's solid.
Oh, they should have put that in the video. Welcome to the Taylor Park.
Yeah, welcome to the Taylor Park.
It looks like Taylor's album will only be out either, you can buy it on our website or Target. Those will be the only places you'll be able to.
Man, Target is dumping money on her right now.
Yeah, completely.
Which is fine, because I mean, who's not at Target all the time?
That's a good point.
I am. Hey, I love that place.
So something that happens off air a lot, Jackson will begin telling Monroe and I about a TV show that he watches. And it's my
one of many.
Jackson has a list of.
I love TV.
Yes.
Listen, here's
yes,
the
do.
Thing. People think that if you watch TV, you're a loser. But that's my hobby. Like, it is. That is my. People don't get down on people who like sports.
Right.
People don't get down on people who like to go hiking or go to concerts or whatever. But you say you like TV, all of a sudden you're the bad guy. Let me tell you, TV's gotten great. And TV has been great for a while.
Wow.
But I'm like really into like the A&E. Like docu-series, like Hoarders, Intervention.
Right. My Strange Addiction.
My Strange Addiction on
which
TLC.
Which is what we've been talking about off air, and it kind of spilled over onto on air one day, and
I can't remember why
it did. And Jackson's like, I got to talk about it. And I was like, all right.
Yeah.
So tell us about your favorite episode.
All right, this is my favorite episode ever.
Right.
Because like for a while, My Strange Addiction was just... it was ladies eating, like, powdered bleach.
That's really how I kind of remember
a lot of it. Couch cushions.
Like, I eat my own hair, and I'm like,
yeah. Like, their addiction was that they couldn't stop eating powdered Comet or whatever.
Yeah.
Like, they loved cleaning supplies.
Oh, wasn't somebody, like, eating the couch foam?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And she was like, oh, man. And she would, like, get old couches, too.
Oh, no!
Because they had the yellowest foam. And she's like, the darker yellow it is, the more flavor it has. I'm like, that's sweat and skin cells and blood and stuff.
She's not wrong.
Gross. But yeah, she'd like crumble up pieces of couch cushion, keep them in her purse. But no. That's not my favorite. I feel like this is really where My Strange Addiction takes a strange turn.
Okay.
I'm going to let Mark speak for himself.
My name is Mark. I'm 20 years old, and I'm in a relationship with 15 inflatable animals.
He's got a lot going on.
I'm sorry.
15 inflatable animals.
Yeah, like pool floats.
So he's in a relationship with pool floats is what you're telling me.
Yeah.
Okay, just want to make sure.
It all started because when he was 14, his family got a big inflatable whale to put in their pool. And he fell in love with it.
That was his spring awakening, is what you're telling me.
Absolutely.
Okay.
It was a killer whale, right?
Yeah, big old orca.
Yeah.
She is an orca.
Oh.
So, and he ends up falling in love with this orca. And things start getting really out of control from there because now he has 15 inflatable animals. There's like a big dragon. It's hysterical. It's nuts. But he takes really, really great care of them.
I would hope so.
He lets him eat dinner. So in the show, he's eating dinner and he has like five of them at the table with him.
Stop
and he's
it.
Placed little little dishes for them all. And he just does all sorts of activities with them. So listen to this part.
I'll eat with them. Wait, you want my food? Do this your own. Watch TV together. Be fine. Find a show you like. I bathe my inflatables.
Let's get your snout.
I do take my inflatables out swimming.
It sounded like he said he bathes.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
I hope that when doing this show, it comes with a little bit of maybe psychotherapy.
Right? Yeah.
Well.
Maybe a free prescription.
That's what Hoarders is all about.
That's true.
Hoarders is really like, let's get to the root of the problem. Let's discuss it. We're going to get you some aftercare. We're going to take care of you. My Strange Addiction is not that way. They don't have the production budget.
That's why I like My Strange Addiction.
Because they're just like, look at this person. Okay, bye.
But he does. He takes his pool inflatables out to the pool.
Yeah, he takes them swimming. Nice. Like I said, he'll sit at the table with them. My favorite is he's laying on the couch and he's like, has one of these inflatable whales on top of him. And he's like, okay, we'll find a show that you like. And like, he's sitting there talking to him. He's bathing one of them. He's like taking a washcloth in the shower, wiping her down.
Sure.
Gives her a little kiss right on the forehead.
Oh.
It's very
that's
cute.
That's love.
Now, his friends are a little concerned, which is how he ends up on the show. His friends get in contact. They're like, you gotta meet this guy. He's nuts. And when I say friends, I mean friend. His yeah. friend Josh had a little something to say.
When I first found out about Mark's inflatables, I thought that's strange, or how can you be into something that's not really real?
You're not wrong.
It's a really great
You're
point.
Not wrong. I love the music, by the way.
I know.
The
every
music.
Clip has like the best
oh
music.
My gosh.
And I made sure to clip it so that we kept the whole all of the music
the
in there.
Bong.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You gotta hear the drones.
Right.
When you said his friend called, I thought it was like one of the inflatables.
Oh my gosh, could you have imagined
oh,
if it was
I'm
just
sorry.
Like the orca was talking to the guy,
yeah.
like, I don't like what's going on here.
Help me. Get me out. Now, I feel kind of bad, and I didn't get this clip because it made me too sad.
Uh-huh.
But like, he talks about how when he was a kid, his mom wasn't really there. She didn't really like give him a lot of attention or love.
Uh-huh.
So he's definitely got some mommy issues, which led to all of this.
Monroe.
And he Monroe.
She, I don't have mommy issues, okay? I'm just giving them to my son.
You are creating mommy issues. But you're at the opposite, where he's too into, you're too
right.
into him.
Exactly.
My mom was too into me, so I fell in love with 15 inflatable animals.
Right.
In the end, though, they are all kind of just like one big family. In fact, he has said that he doesn't go a full day without seeing his animals. So he doesn't go on vacation. He doesn't spend the night at friends' houses. He's with them at all times.
Couldn't you deflate them and then take them with you?
They're very, they're very
mobile.
Doesn't
that work like that? Yeah,
I'm
not sure.
Does it? I mean,
but maybe if you take out their air, it's like taking away their spirit.
You take away their essence.
Yeah,
that's
oh,
what you're telling
you're
them.
You're like a Dementor in Harry Potter.
Yeah.
All right. Anyway.
It's almost like if I'm going a little bit crazy. I'm trying to eat. Once I go home, basically give him a hug, give him a kiss, spend like family time together.
Okay, we can talk more about you if we want.
I'd say every one of my inflatables has a different personality.
A little down today, don't you?
Some like different types of music, some don't. Some like to just be lazy and sleep all day. I would say they get along together pretty well.
Oh, I'm glad they get along. I was
oh,
afraid
yeah.
the pool inflatables would fight
oh, you know,
during the day.
You well, know when he's gone, there's all sorts of secret
yeah, like,
and
oh,
drama.
You're the favorite. And,
yeah. He
know.
Does love that orca more, I gotta tell you. And personally, my favorite's the dragon. It's a long, spirally dragon.
You know, do we have any more of those inflatable unicorns?
I'm sure we do.
Can we mail one to him?
I'm going to guess that he's changed his name and address since this program.
So you're saying.
But if we can track him down, I'd be more than happy to send him an inflatable unicorn.
Not all inflatables are created equal, okay?
You're right.
They have individual personalities.
I don't know if they're going to match.
Yeah.
That's on me.
Oh my gosh. It's super peaceful and harmonious in the home. He just got done talking about how they all get along.
Right, exactly.
And then you're going to introduce...
It ruins everything.
What if that unicorn has a personality like me? Just very dominating
right,
and loud.
Exactly. It has not been good since the unicorn got here. It's just terrible.
Things have gotten really... You know, I would watch a reality show where all the inflatable animals talk directly to camera, confessional style. They're
oh
like,
gosh.
I don't know who this unicorn thinks she is, but she's got to get out.
All right, the show is called My Strange Addiction. There you go. It's Jackson's Review. A few weeks ago, I mentioned that I was a sandwich connoisseur. I'm a big fan of all the different sandwich.
You ain't no sandwich connoisseur.
Not all the different sandwiches, are you, Jonathan?
No.
And
no.
The
this clown.
Two here, both Jackson and Monroe, ask me if I've ever had a gas station sandwich.
No!
That's not
Excuse
what we asked
me.
You.
Excuse me. Excuse me. It's not just any gas station sandwich. It is the iconic 7-Eleven
egg salad sandwich.
I don't think it's an iconic sandwich,
it
guys.
Is, dude.
Between the two of us, you bet
kidding?
Your rear end.
Right.
You bet your keister, pal.
Road trip.
You know how much I have been a big fan of 7-Eleven's food
for a long
time.
Yes.
They have great salads. Mm-hmm. They have great sandwiches. Their hot case is not playing around. I love 7-Eleven food.
Right.
So when Monroe finally got on board and started liking 7-Eleven food, I knew that it was
special.
I mean, yeah.
Yeah.
It's obviously not just me. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
it's,
because you can't just go to any gas station and get their egg salad sandwich because you're taking your life in your own hands.
Or any gas station.
The Deli Express.
7-Eleven.
Yeah.
Egg salad sandwich. I'm telling you, it's so fresh. The bread is so soft.
Turns out they get made here fresh every day.
So we didn't realize this, but yeah, the place that makes the manufacturing plant that makes the egg salad sandwich as well as other sandwiches for 7-Eleven is here in town.
Yeah.
And they listen to our show.
Yeah, they
do. So they heard us talking about this. And they were appalled by my response.
That you would never try an egg salad sandwich?
I'm a sandwich connoisseur.
In fact, the email they sent out, the subject line was, "Hey, sandwich connoisseur," which I thought was really funny.
It's so funny.
And so we've been invited today to go to the 7-Eleven factory.
I'm so excited.
And get a tour.
I'm so excited.
And eat right off the belt an egg salad sandwich.
Woo!
And I have to tell you, I'm like you. I am so excited about
this. I'm so excited.
And in my mind, I just picture this.
And you'll be in a world of pure imagination.
It's like a maybe a Slurpee fountain somewhere.
Don't drink out of the Slurpee fountain.
This is, I picture myself with like some plastic bags on my feet, Jackson and I, in a big barrel of hard-boiled eggs, and then Jackson and I just walking through and mashing them all up.
I don't hate that, actually. I wanted to, but I think that's pretty funny.
I'm not. I know it's going to be a manufacturing plant, but in my mind,
it is a Willy Wonka factory.
Yes, completely.
Yeah, I've never done a like factory tour.
Me neither.
Oh, I have. They're fun.
I feel like we're going to go there, and the snozzberries will taste like snozzberries.
Oh my gosh, the wallpaper.
John,
you gotta try
the walls.
I'm gonna lick the walls as soon as we get there.
It's gonna taste like nacho cheese.
Yeah, because there's nacho cheese splatters everywhere. Old.
Hey.
You're sitting there a while.
Hey, you can lick the wallpaper, right?
Mr. Watkins, why are you licking the wall right now?
Yeah, he's iron deficient. I don't know what to tell you.
So you can follow along with our adventure through the 7-Eleven manufacturing plant. We'll have it up on Instagram later on today. Mix 1051 Utah. All right, Jackson. Final time. Let's get to the showbiz beat.
Let's do it. Anne Hathaway is pregnant with her second baby.
Whoa.
And she kept it a secret for a while. Cause she posted
Prego?
Oh yeah. She posted a photo of her baby bump yesterday, and it's Anne Hathaway, so she's still looking gorgeous.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Yeah.
She's just one of the most beautiful women in the world. But she had this baby bump, and like that baby's gotta be coming somewhat soon because she looks like she's like skinny, basketball under her shirt, skinny.
Aww.
Skinny. So
cute.
Babies are coming soon. I'm really happy for her because I love Anne Hathaway. I know that she's polarizing. Not everyone loves Anne Hathaway, but I've always loved Anne Hathaway.
Dude, Princess Diaries?
Yes.
That was my movie. Oh my gosh. I've watched that 870 times.
Did you see her post where she talked? She kind of mentioned how they had a hard time conceiving baby number two.
Yeah.
She's just saying,
they tried for a long time.
Yeah, and she's like, it's everyone. We all struggle with these things, and I just want to be open. So I thought that was cool to mention that.
I know. Oh, man, now I wish I had someone else just had a baby or got in vitro.
Star?
No. Oh, it's A-star. Yeah, a celebrity.
Huh.
Who was it? I'll find that later.
Okay.
Thanks for bringing it up, John.
You're welcome.
No, I think there's a lot less stigma now around adoption and IVF and all these other methods. Like, there's no wrong way to build a family. Mm-hmm. It was very taboo until recently. But now celebrities are like, hey, it's cool. And when celebrities say something's cool,
then we're all right with it.
Then it's cool. Yeah. Netflix has lost. Okay, we talked about how they lost like $70 billion in value like overnight.
Yeah, just because their stock dropped, right?
Yeah, their quarterly earnings came out showing that not only did they not add a lot of new customers, but they also had a lot of cancellations. That was the first time that they didn't have a net gain, a reasonable net gain of new subscribers.
Yeah.
So they lost like a bunch of money overnight. In the past 6 days, they've lost another $24 billion in value.
In 6 days?
In 6 days.
$24
billion? Yeah.
Billion?
Now, keep in mind, this is stock price. This is stock value. Because of the, and it's because of the slowdown. The company's now worth $135 billion. Oh, they must be struggling. their share value has dropped 15% in the last week since these numbers came out. Isn't that nuts?
That is.
You guys.
That's a big number.
Now's the time to buy some Netflix
stock, though. Everyone needs to go sign up for Netflix. You cannot let Netflix fail. You can't.
Netflix is very
important
to me.
Their stuff is too good.
They have been pouring money into their original content, and they'll give any comedian, you know, a stand-up special. And
stop sharing your password. Just sign up for the $10 a month.
I am shocked that they're losing so many right now because Stranger Things just came back. So you
I don't know that Stranger Things had the sizzle season.
And I thought it was one of my favorite seasons.
That's the thing. The people who watched Stranger Things said that it was awesome.
Yeah.
But I don't know that. I think they waited too long.
They HBO'd it.
And it just, everyone got sick of waiting because we waited like 2 years for this season. And it just, you can't leave people waiting. It's okay to leave people waiting for like a year.
A season.
Any more than that, everyone's like, I'm over it.
Yeah.
Because then we have to go back and watch it. And Stranger Things is a hard one to rewatch.
I'm telling you, I didn't rewatch and I was a little confused there for a second.
I always go onto Wikipedia and read the recaps because it'll give you the whole plot.
Yeah.
So I just do that real quick before the new season. But it's like, that's how I feel about Orange is the New Black. I loved Orange is the New Black, but I think they had a gap year somewhere and that's where I fell off. And then when they came out again, I'm like, oh, cool. But then I never watched it because I'd have to go back and rewatch all of them. And that's a hard one to rewatch, too. It's very depressing. It'll bum you out. So I hope Netflix does okay because I have a lot of time invested in them. So don't mess with Netflix. Sylvester Stallone is in talks with several streaming services about doing a television series based off of Rocky. It'll be a prequel series about Rocky's younger years in Philadelphia, which isn't that not interesting?
So it would be when he was working like, didn't he work at a pet shop or he had the turtles? I just remember he had like pet turtles.
Did the turtles eat or get ingested with some weird radioactive thing and then it turned them into...
And then they went down and they were actually trained by a rat.
They're just remaking Ninja Turtles? Yeah. Is that what you're saying? I'd watch that. Rocky plus Sylvester Stallone. I hope it's Sylvester Stallone trying to look like a young Rocky fighting with the Ninja Turtles.
No, Rocky is Shredder. A young Shredder.
I don't
hate
that either.
These are the ideas that Hollywood needs. Hey, Netflix, call
us. I'm ashamed of us
right now. We're going to save you, Netflix, with one idea.
And finally, Wendy Williams is producing a Lifetime Network movie about her life.
You can't do that.
She's doing it. I mean, she's executive producing her own Bohemian
Rhapsody. You can't make a movie about yourself. It's not interesting. It's not interesting. We want the drama.
And you're going to try to
pretty
it up.
We want the scandal.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's going to be like, oh, it was amazing.
I bet she's going to throw that ex-husband of hers.
Oh, she's done with him.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know, though. Maybe I don't want to say this out loud because I know how ridiculous it is. But maybe Wendy Williams is very self-aware and, like, knows her drama and will put the drama in. I know, man.
Are you kidding me?
I feel like this is Michael Scott at The Office making a movie about himself and his amazing
Threat Level
career.
Midnight is Threat the name Level of Midnight. That movie. Thank you. No, I'm talking more like, I don't know if you ever read any of Carrie Fisher's memoirs. They're very self-aware, and she throws her own self under the bus. And it, like, if it's done in that style where you say, or like even Leah Remini's book, Troublemaker, she goes, look, I'm a bad person. I'm loud and I'm mean and I'm anyone who works with me will tell you that I'm kind of a a-hole.
Yeah.
But I'm here to tell you that Scientology did all of these things to me, regardless of my personality.
Right.
So if Wendy Williams did something like that, I'd be really into that because I want, but I don't think she's capable
of
it.
It's a Lifetime movie.
I know. Uh-huh. It's gonna, the movie will air on in the year 2020 and will chronicle her life as a radio DJ to today as a talk show host.
Were we talking on air or off air that Lifetime is also doing a
Lori Loughlin?
Lori Loughlin.
Off air.
Okay.
Dude. Lifetime doing a Lori Loughlin, Felicity Huffman story.
I love it.
They're turning on their own.
Are they, though? Because Lori Loughlin was really Hallmark.
She did a lot for Lifetime, though, too, didn't she?
I don't know if it's one of those where you have to pick a side.
I feel like the Hallmark Lifetime war of 1994 really split the camps.
It was a Hatfield-McCoy type
exactly,
situation.
Exactly. Right. A house divided cannot stand. Mm-hmm. So they reunited just for peace and unity, but they still don't like each other.
Bitter.
Hallmark is always like, the cards will rise again. Let's end this. That's the showbiz beat.
All right, Jackson, appreciate that. We're just 30 minutes away from your next keyword for your chance at $1,000. Of course, Pioneer Day is the 24th of July.
24th!
Which makes today the 25th of July.
It's the most wonderful time.
Wait, what? Of the year. What's happening? No! With the no!
John Pitts Christmas music all year long. It drives me up a wall. I have to take my headphones every time because I hate it.
It's the most wonderful time of the year.
That's right, July 25th. Happy Christmas in July, my friends.
I'm going to plant some sort of paraphernalia on you and then call the cops. I'll be like, you got to put this monster out of his misery.
Uh-huh. Manoah, you don't celebrate Christmas in July?
Well, the shopping I do.
Okay, I'm glad you mentioned that because they did have a stat out today about people who do holiday shopping. Are you all year round, 8 months in advance, 3 months in advance, or 1 month or less?
So I did get some Christmas presents at the RSL team store. So.
Well, that was the big yes. But is that a normal thing or?
Okay, listen. On Black Friday, I shop for all year.
But Christmas is after Black Friday.
I know, but so I shop.
I'm trying to figure this one out, Jackson. This is hard for me.
Yeah, I got you.
So on Black Friday, because the deals are so good, I buy tons and tons and tons of toys. So I have them for birthdays.
Okay.
For my kids' birthdays, for Tom's birthday. So I shop.
So you shop a year in advance. Is what you're telling me.
I shop 13 months in advance.
Right.
So you're already planning Christmas 2021 right now.
Right.
54% of people shop year round for a Christmas present. Uh-huh. I would not be one of those 54%.
I'm a 12 hours in advance kind of guy.
Oh my gosh, right?
I'm a day of see what's open kind of guy.
I'm a planner, man. I got to have it all planned out.
Let's see. 3% do 8 months in advance. 18% do 3 months in advance. So what is it, like October? That seems like a normal time for most people. Not for the Jacksons of the world, but for like, I don't even
think.
3 months in advance?
Yeah. You feel like no?
I would say most people are probably 1 month. Black Friday.
36%, 1 month. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then there is a few percent. It just says few. It did not give me a number.
A few.
On this piece of paper.
Two people said.
For a day of. So, Jackson, you made the few. You know, Christmas in July, not just celebrated by me, though. In Phoenix, Arizona, the Phoenix Zoo hosts Christmas in July today, where they make it snow for all of the animals.
What?
See, all of a sudden.
Why am I not in Phoenix?
Right?
Well, listen, if you had like tigers that you were snowing on, I'd be more interested. But instead, you just play It's the Most Wonderful Time of the Year Until I Die.
In East Dundee, Illinois, they celebrate Christmas in July. They actually do Christmas lights on houses and at night. So you can go through and see like the Christmas lights.
No, I would never move there. I would never move there. Or I would move there just so I can go pop their lights.
I just want to go to the Santa convention that we talked about a little while
ago. In Denmark. Mm.
Yeah, this year it's in Denmark. It's the World Congress of Santas.
Oh, it moves every year.
Uh-huh.
Oh, okay.
What about Santa Claus, Indiana? That's right. Holiday World in Santa Claus, Indiana is the first Christmassy theme park. That's what they call themselves. That's been called the nation's top value theme park by Consumers Digest.
Really?
Have you ever been to the Christmas village they have just outside of Colorado Springs? It is actually really fun.
No,
it's so cute.
Growing up in California in San Bernardino, which was like the mountains there, they had what was called Santa's Village.
Uh-huh.
And Santa would be there from time to time and reindeers and
and it's all year.
It was all year.
Yeah, that's how this little town
That's cool.
Whole town is Christmas themed and it is Christmas all year long at this little it's so fun.
In Chalfont, Pennsylvania.
Chalfont.
Home of Byers Ice Cream. they do a big Christmas in July today where they hand out candy cane flavored ice cream to everyone.
They're just trying to get rid of the stock that they have left over from last year.
They're like, all right, it's about to go bad.
Party. So I say to everyone,
it's a wonderful time of the year.
We just have one more day with Monroe. After that, she is gone for the next 16 months. So we'll see her back in 2022.
Forever.
Oh, man. I'm going to miss you so bad.
If you guys get a new co-host while I'm gone.
Oh, gosh. This can't happen. I'm telling you right now. I don't have it in me.
We can't.
I can't do it again.
Listen. Okay. We've been through our share of co-hosts on this show.
I know. That's why I'm like, well, they're desensitized to it at this point. We'll just get a new one.
We are anything but. We are very sensitive to it.
What do you call hypersensitive to it.
Okay. Yeah.
So you're flying out. You're going to Kauai.
Yeah.
And you're already packed. You've been packed for like the last few weeks.
Since last weekend.
Are you excited? Are you ready? Are you checked out?
I want to check out really, really, really bad. But because I'm taking so much time off work, I have a lot of stuff to do. Oh. So I don't know if you can see the panic in my
stressed.
Eyes right now. Yeah. I'm not going to be able to get it all done. We're flying out. It's 6 in the morning on Saturday, by the way. So we have to get up at like 2 a.m.
Ugh. Yeah.
But dude, my husband's a terrible planner.
Yeah. Why did you give him the reins on planning this trip?
Because
you're the planner.
He likes to save money. So then he's always like, well, you book all these expensive trips and blah, blah. I'm like, you do it.
So he booked in the cheapest way possible is what you're telling me.
Yeah.
Okay.
And so
okay.
This is going to be a real life lesson for him.
Yeah. Won't it though?
Mm-hmm.
Are you like me? Like, I like to fly somewhere far about every 6 months because it gives me a chance to finally catch up on all the movies that I have missed because the only movies I see in life are kids' movies.
Dude, I cannot wait to just sit on the plane, can't go anywhere, just put the headphones on my kids, and I am going to color and I'm going to watch movies.
That's like my favorite part of like a long flight is like it's the only time to like really catch up on all the movies that you haven't seen in the last year,
right?
Because they're all there.
Or
go on,
you just take a pill and go to sleep.
That's what Jen does.
And then you just wake up like, huh, are we there yet?
Yeah,
cool. It's like it's the closest thing you'll ever experience to teleporting.
I call it her teleporting pill.
Yeah, it's nuts.
Yeah,
you just real quick, boom, you wake up, you're in another country, man.
I can't do that. You know, it's up to me to keep the plane up.
Yeah, no, I can't sleep on a plane. I am not going to sleep on a plane.
I feel like they should put me next to the pilot as people walk out so everyone can tell me thank you for keeping the plane up. Because it was my worrying and stress that was able to keep that plane up in the sky.
When you die in a fiery plane crash, the first thing out of my mouth, I'm going to get into the studio. I'm going to turn that mic on and be like, John had one job, he failed at it. R.I.P. Pour one out for the homie. And then I'm just going to quit and do a cartwheel.
All the way out.
Yeah, a cartwheel all the way back home.
There is a new survey out talking about our favorite ice cream from each state.
Oh?
And brownie ice cream is pretty popular with 8 states. You guys like the brownie ice cream?
Brownie
chunks?
That's pretty much what it is, yeah.
No.
I mean, I'm sure it'd be good. I don't have anything wrong with it.
My favorite is Oreo ice cream.
Yeah, I like a cookies and cream or cookie dough.
Mm-hmm.
The mini peanut butter chocolate in vanilla ice cream.
What is that
one? Peanut butter chocolate's like the mini... Reese's
mini
peanut butter cups.
Oh,
not the big ones that are all broken up. I don't like that. I want the mini ones.
Idaho, our friends right up there, coffee is their favorite flavor.
I love coffee ice cream.
Coffee ice cream?
That is my jam.
Oh,
you're crazy.
Yeah.
Oh, and they have like little coffee grounds in it.
No.
Oh, they're so good.
What's Utah's?
Utah, we are a vanilla fan.
Dude, I
vanilla?
Love a good... Who doesn't love a good vanilla?
I don't.
What a perfectly boring flavor for a perfectly boring people.
Dude,
what is wrong with us?
You can add anything to it because we're all about toppings
here
in Utah.
Choosing, that's like going and buying a new car and choosing beige.
No.
That's like...
Have you seen our parking lot?
That's like eating food that's just not seasoned. What are you talking about?
We like our
vanilla.
Toppings. We like the toppings.
So you feel like vanilla is the base
Yes.
Than the structure that you build on top of
it. Yeah. And then we add some whipped cream and some cherries and chocolate syrup and peanut butter cups. And
no one's putting peanut butter cups on top of their ice cream but you.
You've never had moose tracks?
All right, you're wrong. I agree with Monroe on this one.
Dang it. Fine. All right, Monroe and I feel like we both have embarrassing stories. We want to see who has a better embarrassing story. Do you want to go first?
Yeah, mine is telling someone else's really embarrassing story. So Tuesday, Clay from HR, it was his birthday.
Happy birthday, Clay.
And listen, he's in HR, right? So you kind of got to be on your best behavior. So I'm sitting there. Kevin Cruz and I are
by
in
the way,
kitchen.
Nicest guy in the world. Oh, I just want to throw that out there before we get into this. Whatever I don't know what this story is, but
he literally is the nicest person in the world. So Kevin Cruz and I, who does afternoons, we're sitting there in the kitchen and Clay comes in and we're like, hey, happy birthday, you know, making a big deal. And one thing that you never ask someone in HR is how old you are, right? So Kevin's like, how old are you? And, you know, I'm just like, no, you can't ask that to HR.
You just don't do that.
Right? You
got to
be on your best behavior.
In general, it's none of your business, okay?
So he's like, oh, yeah, I look a lot younger than I am. And Kevin Cruz is like, oh, yeah, I bet you're like my age, like 42. And Clay just looks at him and says,
oh, no.
I'm 35.
Kevin!
Just
insulted
him.
Hush.
Dude, oh, and then gosh. Clay left the kitchen and Kevin looks at me, he's like, yeah, that just happened.
Oh, that's so good. That's so good.
That's awesome.
And I told him, I'm like, well, I'm telling that story on the air.
I was walking into the gym where my kids are going to summer camp at.
Uh-huh.
And so I'm walking in and this guy's walking out and he starts to put his arm up and puts it into a fist.
Mm. Oh, no. Did you flinch?
As I didn't.
I wouldn't be shocked.
So I was like, oh, I must know him. Because that's what
did you,
I think.
Oh, no.
So I gave
it's him much worse.
A fist bump.
Oh,
oh no.
My
oh,
God.
Oh, what'd you do? Oh,
None.
What happened?
You fist bumped him?
He had AirPods. He was just going into. Taking
oh
who's
my
doing,
God!
Oh, John!
Yeah. I fist bumped a random stranger.
I am so embarrassed for you.
I hate this. I'm so uncomfortable. I want to leave.
So, you are that guy.
I am that guy.
100%.
I am
that B.
So he stops, and I stop.
Did he fist bump back?
Oh no! And he finishes taking out the AirPod, which is what he was going for anyways. And I go, I'm sorry, I thought I knew you. And I just turned around and kept walking. Yeah, I know. I know. Huh. Why can't you both look at me right now?
Because
I don't
I'm
know.
So it's
I'm so embarrassed for you.
You know how when you watch somebody like who's doing bad acting and you don't want to watch?
Uh-huh.
It's just like a similar feeling.
I have a recent embarrassing story.
Oh, really?
But I can't say it on air.
Oh, no.
Oh.
I actually don't even know if we can say it on the podcast.
Really?
So how about this? After the show, we'll record it.
Okay.
And we might keep it in the podcast. It is mortifying, and it's something that I hadn't ever planned on telling the two of you, but it happened at work.
What? Oh.
Oh, we got
so
it
bad.
Now.
Oh. It's so bad.
Oh, I can't wait to hear it then. All right, it might be
like
in our podcast.
My throat is kind of closing up just thinking about talking about it. It was so embarrassing.
Did you try to fist bump a random stranger on the street?
I wish.
You wish.
I wish I
Compared
had done
this.
That.
Okay.
That would have been better than what actually happened
oh,
to me.
Oh, man. All right. We've been following along for the entire month on Monroe's diet journey. Lifestyle change.
It's not a lifestyle change. I'm a yo-yo dieter, I will fully embrace it.
Jackson, it's true. We were walking out, was it on Wednesday or on Tuesday? I mean, we were leaving the studio, and you're like, this is not a lifestyle change for me.
No.
I am a yo-yo dieter, and I'm fine with that.
Yeah, that's how I want to live my life.
I so appreciate that about Monroe, though, because at least she knows. Because here's the thing. This office is horrible yo-yo dieters.
Oh, yeah.
They are all bad at it. They will be like, we're starting a lifestyle change, and it's all you hear about for 3 days is their magical lifestyle change, and this time it's going to be different. And then it's never different because the next day someone brings in chip cookie.
I know.
Or something stupid like that. And I'm not the food police. Eat what you want to eat. Do whatever you want to do. But I don't want to hear about it. I don't want to hear about it, man.
Right.
at least Monroe's up front and she's like, yeah, this is going to last another week. And then I'm going to go back to doing what I did before. And then when that gets to be too much, then I'm just going to start dieting again.
The first thing I'm doing on that airplane is eating an entire bag of Takis.
But what's the point of that? You were trying to lose the weight for Kauai. Why are you eating on the flight over?
I'm losing weight so I can go on vacation and gain weight.
So you can yo-yo back the other way.
Yeah.
When a yo-yo goes down, it's supposed to come back up, pal.
Right?
Okay. All right.
So listen.
Okay.
Okay?
Yeah.
That's how we do it. So I diet so I can eat all the junk food that I want.
I will tell you, I have loved it because this time, like, they put money into it. So everyone's, like, all focused. And I can't turn it down a donut at all.
It's not everybody else's problem, though. That's your fault.
I know, but it's been great no one bringing them here because it's kept me from eating donuts. So I've appreciated this new lifestyle change, and I'm not looking forward to next week when this diet challenge is over.
Well,
and the
we're
donuts.
Supposed to keep it going.
Lifestyle change.
We're gonna keep it. We're gonna keep it going for another month.
Is that true?
Mm-hmm.
Are they doing it with money still, or is this just now like on your honor?
Yeah, no, just let's keep it going.
No one's going to do that.
I think so.
You think so?
Yeah.
Jackson predictions now that the money's out of there.
No.
No,
I'm gonna have to lose.
Right?
I'm gonna have to lose all the weight that I gained on vacation.
Yo-yo has to come back down.
It has to go back down again.
Yes, exactly.
So cut a diet next month.
Oh man! Right.
Do you guys, when you take a lunch break, Monroe? I know what you do on lunch break. You go and you sit with the group.
And we catch up on
and you
all
guys
the,
catch up and
all the awesome office gossip.
Yes, and then if someone tries to walk by, you guys like trash talk them as they walk by. Where you think you're going so fast? Why aren't you looking over here, John?
They only do that to you.
Oh, is it just me? I hate it because every day I have to walk from my office into the studio.
No, the other day we were looking up famous twins and looking at like these celebrities and their twins.
Oh.
Man, life is not fair sometimes.
Look at the Hemsworth brother.
Dude, I know. The bonus, Jonas. Giselle Bundchen. Did you know that she's a twin?
No.
And her sister is like she would be... If she lived in Utah, she'd be beautiful, popular, like amazingly.
Situational 10.
But her twin sister's Giselle.
Oh, yeah.
Life is not fair sometimes.
Doesn't that stink?
Mm-hmm. That's stupid.
Yeah. Jackson, what do you do? Do you have like a lunch?
No, I don't usually take lunch at work. Because by the time we're done here, I usually can hold off until I get home. I have my lunch, take a nap, walk the dogs, and then I go to my other job.
Okay. I eat at my desk. I'm not exciting at all. I usually just power through. But they did a survey of what do you do on your lunch break. Number one thing people do, just listen to music. Like just sit there and kind of zone out and listen to some tunes.
Do that at work.
Yeah.
Oh,
I think it's different for us because that's like our job.
Yeah. Sometimes I turn the music off.
That's why I listen to podcasts all the time.
I was going to say
all the time.
I don't take a lunch break, but I do take, I go for a walk after the show every day. So I have a little bag of almonds. I go for my walk. And I'll listen to podcasts while I'm out there.
Sure.
Murder podcasts.
Oh, jeez.
Always so much murder happening
in
my headphones.
Second biggest thing we do, we go to a restaurant to eat.
Well, yeah.
That gets expensive.
Dude. But we work, dude. I've said dude like four times.
It's okay, dude.
In
dude,
one
dude. Second.
So we work downtown, though, with some of the best restaurants,
I know.
Some funnest restaurants.
Yeah. Within walking distance.
Yeah.
They're like a stone's throw away.
Ah, so it's really hard to not go at least try all these fun restaurants.
Yeah.
Number three is what you do, Monroe. Eat in the break room or the cafeteria.
Mm-hmm.
Number four, call a friend or family member. Talk to them during lunch.
That is my husband. He is always on the phone. If he's sitting still doing something, he's on the phone.
Who is he calling?
He calls me.
Okay. Yeah, I'm just curious.
Sometimes I don't answer.
You ghost your husband.
Number five, something that I do. Oh, yeah, she doesn't want to hear that.
That's fair.
I can't eat. I can't do it.
I like to watch videos during my lunch break.
Oh, yeah.
I love going on IMDb and watching all the trailers. That's a fun pastime of mine.
I know you do, buddy.
Yeah, I really do. Number six, go outside. Number seven, eat at the desk. Number eight, like you, Jackson, go on a walk. Number nine, read a book. Number 10, listen to a podcast. You know, there was a guy in our old building who didn't work for us, worked on a different floor. He would nap every day in his car during his lunch break.
Because, I used to do that.
Did you?
Yes.
Radio?
In my 20s.
Yeah.
When I was staying up way too late.
Oh, and you had to wake up for work and then you'd go back to bed.
So then I'd go out in the parking lot.
This guy was old, and every time I'd walk by, I would just be afraid that like he wasn't gonna wake up.
Yeah, like it was that one time.
Yeah, so I'd always like stare through the car for a second and watch him
breathe.
Yeah,
you're sticking a mirror through his window and under his nose.
I kept thinking, this poor man, he's gonna wake up and see me just staring through the window at him. But
then he will have a heart attack.
Yeah, I'll be the one.
Yep.
Are you ready for my amazing fact of the day?
Yeah.
So the Jetsons came out 57 years ago. Jackson, are you familiar with the Jetsons?
Meet George Jetson.
Okay, perfect.
Of course I am. I love the Jetsons. I liked the Flintstones more, but yeah. I liked the Jetsons.
Really? I was all about the Jetsons. I thought the Jetsons were way cooler.
Well, that was in 1962 when the Jetsons came out. Now, the life they were set in was 2062, okay?
Okay.
Which is 43 years from now. In other words, we are closer now to the future of the Jetsons than we are to the past of when the Jetsons were created.
Interesting. Though some might say we're closer to the future of 1984 than we were when 1984 happened.
I would agree with that one completely. Jackson, final thoughts?
Go listen to the podcast because I'm not going to say we will put a story in there.
Right.
But I have an embarrassing story that I'm going to tell John and Monroe, and it will probably end up in the podcast extra.
Monroe.
Can't wait to hear this story. $1,000 a day is going to continue.
Yep.
Your next keyword coming up at noon. And also, I can't wait to go tour the factory today.
We're going to 7-Eleven. All right, we're leaving so we can go do that. Bye-bye. We have Monroe singing to open up the podcast extras.
No, you don't.
You sang,
I don't know where it is, though. It was so long ago.
What was the song you sang?
Enchanted. James Marsden, Showbiz Beat. I got it.
I was trying to get her to do it again.
Oh, I'm sorry, man. I didn't mean to jump in there. I was just proud
even
that I
caught that
you.
One.
Yeah, even Monroe was aware of what I was trying to do.
I'm sorry. I have a bad memory, so when I remember things, it's a big deal for me.
I've been dreaming of a... What's the Enchanted song?
That was good, though.
Yeah. That was great.
That was great.
Anyway...
I
have some choice words for you when we're done with this podcast, John Walken. Some real choice words.
Let's get through the podcast extras because I want to get right to Jackson's embarrassing story that he promised.
It's so bad.
Oh, I can't wait
it's
to
so
hear
bad.
It.
Oh, man.
Monroe, you want to go with your choose the new
story?
Yeah. What do you got?
So, listen, today only, 7-Eleven, they have this app, right? And their app's actually really cool. It can save you a lot of money if you use the app.
Coupons and stuff?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
But they are giving away 500 pairs of Apple AirPods. But
that's
like
cool.
I said, it's today only. So you download the app and you have to make $50 worth of purchases. But
okay.
Hey, like $50 worth of Flamin' Hot Cheetos. You know what I'm saying?
Is it you buy $50 and then you're in like the drawing or?
The first 500 people.
To spend $50. I wonder if they still have any.
I'm sure they do. At 7-Eleven, spending $50.
Let me tell you, a Slurpee's cheap. $19.
I know, right?
Yeah, you're gonna buy a lot
bucks.
Of Slurpees.
You're gonna have to buy a lot of stuff. You can get some Slim Jims, though.
I try to go there sometimes and just buy like one water or one energy drink, and they're like, you know, the other one's free. And I'm like, I know, but I don't need two energy drinks.
I know.
And if I get two, I'll drink two, and my heart will not go
That's
on.
Literally, and I'm like, I can't do
my
it.
My heart will go on. Near. Are you done? I meant, are you done with your story?
Yeah.
Okay. My story comes to us from Cincinnati. The Cincinnati Circus Company says a thief recently stole a trailer from them, and it included $10,000 in circus props.
Oh.
So
dude.
It was a very high value trailer.
Okay, wait, hold on. Was this like a Fast and Furious situation where they're trying to like hijack the semi full of all the electronics and they ended up getting the wrong semi and got a bunch of circus?
Oh, if
stuff?
So, that's hilarious.
You know what? That might be what happened. But it sounds like it was intentional because I don't have a photo of the truck, but I would go ahead and say that it just says circus on the side. Like, I think they did it on purpose. But, I mean, it's worth $10,000, but also, who are you selling this to? Because here's what this $10,000 worth of equipment includes.
Okay.
A bed of nails, a coffin, and an electric chair.
Can I tell you?
Ooh.
I'd keep it all as conversation starters.
Dude, Halloween decorations.
Mm-hmm.
I got to be honest with you, John. If I walked into your house and I saw a bed of nails and an electric chair, I'd be like, this is a torture house. I'm leaving now. I would sashay away.
I just wouldn't be that shocked.
Come
I'd be
on.
Like, oh, yeah, this fits.
It all makes this sense now. Fits. It's starting to click.
Like, oh, my bed of nails?
So currently the circus is borrowing equipment from other circuses in order to make their scheduled appearances go on as planned, but they're hoping for the safe return of their coffin and their electric chair.
What do you do with the coffin at a circus? I get the bed of nails, I get the electric chair, because those are like probably like sideshow, freak show.
I'm guessing that's what the coffin's for.
Something else.
Like they lock you in there, they suspend you high above the ground, and then poof, you're on the ground.
It's a coffin full of vampire bats.
Or that.
That, yeah.
Yes.
Whoa.
Vampire bats.
Whoa.
They're pets.
Jackson, you can stall all you want. But we both told very embarrassing story. I gave the fist bump, the rock.
You're not ready for what I'm about to tell you.
Oh my gosh.
Oh my gosh.
All right. Again, this might not make the cut of the final podcast.
Let me ask you this. Does it involve more than one of us in this studio? Like, are we going to get somehow involved in this?
Oh, yeah.
I'm taking notes. So I don't want to forget anything.
Also, if you're squeamish, now is the time to turn the podcast off. Or if you're listening with kids.
Bodily fluids?
Oh, yeah.
Did they really? Oh, my gosh. Okay, this is the best ever.
July 3rd.
Okay.
2019.
Yes.
It's pretty recent.
Yes, it is.
You may remember that I missed a showbiz beat first thing in the morning.
Yes, I do. Yeah, you were.
Oh, yeah. I remember. We were like running around in the kitchen. We're like, Jackson.
I was indisposed.
Okay.
So the morning of, keep in mind, we took a 1 week break starting on July 4th.
Yes.
So I had to come to work July 3rd. It was our last day of work. I had so much to do. I woke up and I was having what we're going to call some gastrointestinal troubles.
Were you having tummy troubles?
No.
Oh, I was having some tummy troubles. I was having some bubble guts for sure. So we're sitting.
Oh my gosh, John. We're running around the hall.
Oh, hold on. Oh, you don't even know what you did to me yet. So I'm sitting in the studio. We're getting through our like first break.
Yeah.
And I'm sitting here and I got like a knife to the belly kind of situation.
Oh.
I'm like, I'm going to need to go to the bathroom, but we're on air right now. So we finish the break and I do that like hurried waddle where you're trying to clench and run at the same
time. That's the worst.
Well, let me tell you left the studio nonchalantly.
Yeah, because I didn't want you guys to know.
We didn't think anything was up.
Because I couldn't call in sick. It was the last day and I didn't want anyone to know about my troubles.
Uh-huh.
So
the clench and run.
The old clench and run. So I'm waddling like a penguin to the bathroom, and I kick the door open because I'm trying to undo my pants at
and
the same time.
Down, your body's like, free at last!
Yeah. So I'm like, I'm undoing my pants as I get into the stall because I'm just like, I can waste no time. And I lock the stall door, and as I swing my big white rump around... I just spray the wall.
Oh my
god! No!
It was like a fire hose. It was all over the wall. It was all over the back of the toilet. It was all over. And for a second, I sat there, and I was just like, it's time to go home. It's time to go home. When you poop on a wall, it's time to go home.
Oh, my God.
I just sit there, and I panic because I don't know what to do, and there's poop all over. And I'm just like, oh, no, oh, no, oh, no, oh, no. So I take a deep breath. I say, well, I guess we're doing this. And I grab some of our toilet paper. And if you don't work in our office, what you need to know about our toilet paper is that it's about 1/8 of a ply.
It is the cheapest.
It is the cheapest possible toilet. So I just get a bunch of it and I set it down on the mess to start cleaning it, and it just dissolves. Like it's not doing anything. It's not doing anything. So I look around.
We're running around the whole Jackson.
Oh, wait for it. So I looked down. I was like, oh, all right, I guess we're doing this. I take my underwear off.
No.
Oh, and my God.
Oh, my God.
Oh,
wait for it.
Oh, my God.
Oh, it gets so much worse. So I'm wiping down.
Oh,
meanwhile, I know I'm timing it in my mind. Like, the commercial break is just about to end. I've got 3 minutes. So I'm, like, wiping down the walls and the toilet. And that's working. And that's being, that's good. Until... It's my underwear's too saturated.
Oh my God.
And so I flush the toilet real quick. I'm like, I guess we're doing this. And I rinse them out in the toilet water. And
oh my God.
And I rinse them out. And I go back for some. So now at this point, you guys have noticed that I'm gone. And if you don't know, we're cute. So we have this thing where we do the Frozen, like the hello, family.
Hello. Hi,
So I'm in the bathroom and I'm frantically scrubbing my own feces off of the wall. And Monroe comes whipping around the corner and she's like, hi, family. Big summer blowout. I'm like, you don't know the half of it. So, I'm like, this is as good as it's gonna get.
Yeah, exactly.
And I clean up as much of the stall as I can.
Yeah.
And I clean up as much of myself as I can. But you can't wash your spirit, I'll tell ya. So, I go to the sink, and I wash my hands, and I throw my underwear away.
Oh, my God.
But I got back, and I did that showbiz beat like nothing had happened.
Dude,
like
we had
pro.
No idea.
Yeah, like a
we're just pro. Like, hey,
I told
buddy.
You weren't ready to hear that story.
We were looking for you.
I know. I was just like,
hi,
oh,
family.
Sorry, did I miss that showbiz
yeah.
beat?
Yeah, he was
no
so cool
big deal.
And collected.
Yeah, because I just went through a trauma.
Oh, my God. Oh, I can't.
So that was the most embarrassing thing that happened to me in a while. But no one knew about it until this moment right now.
If you're listening to the podcast right now, I
dude,
need you to tell your friends to
you
listen
are
to
welcome.
This. I need you to share this like you've never. You need to be like Johnny Appleseed and spread this story.
Johnny, no, you need to be like
Jackson.
You mean, yeah, exactly.
Spray
can
the
you
world.
Paint with all
I
the
told
colors
you,
of the
I
wind?
I told you it was bad. I told you it was
oh
really
gosh.
Bad. And I told you I could never say it on air. I told you that before we got going.
Big summer blowout.
Big summer blowout. And she's like screaming. I'm like, get out of here. Like, she's going to karate kick this door open because she thinks I'm dying in here. And I am dying just emotionally.
You're like scrubbing as she looks.
Yeah,
silly.
I'm just scrubbing and I'm like, don't look at me. I'm like
oh
half
God.
Naked. My shorts are around my ankles. I'm scrubbing my own pill in my own underwear. And Monroe opens the stall at that moment. Don't look at me.
Thanks for listening to our podcast.
Oh, wow.
Bye.